Name that group, Landrum.
I'll be nice. It's a name and a something.
That would
like
be
Huey Lewis and the News.
Right.
It's a name and the something.
And she's got the same name.
Correct.
That is Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of names with the group behind.
I just gave you a hint.
Same something.
The
right,
same
correct,
name.
Right. Yeah. Like Duran Duran.
Or New York, New York.
Yeah. Or
who
Tony Tony.
Who is it?
This is Lisa Lisa and the
and
Cult Jam.
And the Cult Jam.
Nice. Oh, I don't think I've ever heard this song before.
Played it multiple times, but okay.
Well, it's hearing hearing it.
What
and
made
then
you
kind
play
of
that?
It.
I'm just curious. What went into the line of thinking of playing
that? I felt
in
an 80s mood.
Okay.
Because I think the next one is actually, well, I'll say 80s. This is, I think, late 80s, early 90s. I think the next one's
but
the 90s.
Lisa,
tune
Lisa,
as well.
Now that was right smack dab when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Totally off the subject, but that's okay. Have you guys ever seen the movie Room? Came out in 2015.
Room with yeah. Or The Room.
Or is it The Room?
Difference. Which, the with Brie Larson?
Yeah, the girl from 21 Jump Street. Yes.
Okay, then yes. That's a totally different movie than The Room.
Okay, yes. That one. The yes. With her and the kid.
Yes.
Saw
yes.
That the other night.
Okay.
It's actually a pretty good flick.
Okay, completely out of left field. Okay.
Yeah, it was.
It's a bit sad and somber. They've been stuck in a room for quite some time.
But I did have somebody that was listening to the show yesterday, and you asked about The Menu. And they watched The Menu last night.
Mm-hmm.
And
they like it?
They texted me this morning and said it was great. So they really enjoyed it.
They liked the twist.
Yes, they did like the twist.
I mean, the twist didn't wait till the very end, but...
No, but it was and I think it was throwing shade on, I think, a certain aspect of the culinary community that takes themselves too seriously.
Yeah, the person that wrote the script for the movie got the idea of visiting a Norwegian restaurant in which they basically, you know, had the chef would come out and make a big production out of everything.
Right. And to be honest, while that would be a once in a lifetime experience, A, I'm not paying that kind of money, but B, there, that just seems like you got to invest a lot, not monetarily, just invest a lot to go and have that kind of experience.
$1,250, right? That's what they said in the movie.
Yeah, per person. Whatever course meal. But yeah, The Menu, it's out. And if you want to watch it, it's on the HBO Max, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, so if you want to watch that, you can certainly do it. If you want to get into lunch right now, you talk about food and a place that does not do the frou-frou. We talk about our friends Taylor and Dave all the time at Soho Social. Also at Soho Standard, and now Social Taco. Get in for lunch today at Social Taco. By the way, the salsa is free. You don't have to pay for chips and salsa, but you want to go with, well, I'll just tell you, it's a Mexican pizza. They have several different varieties. Of course, the tacos. You can go with several entree options as well. My favorite is the huevos rancheros. Great starters, the frozen margaritas, and don't forget about the soft serve ice cream. You got to get that. They have the house-made churros as well. It is Social Taco. Social Taco right there in the square. Open today. Get in and see them. Before we do Pat Ponders, fortunately, we have to take you down this road, and this is the worst thing that I've seen.
This is the worst thing I've seen.
I've been in quarantine, and like I need to get out and party. Woo! What's better than beach and a few drinks and Jeeps? Man, getting better than that. Law enforcement's definitely made their visitability and made people chill out and not be as crazy. The cops are doing their job as long as they don't be mean to people who are actually being innocent. Then I'm all gravy, baby.
All right, the reason you're getting this story, partly because I blame you, Pat Smith, because you said it, you brought it up on the show, you asked about a particular type of story that we see and usually
I mean,
around
you're,
this
let's
type
just be
of
honest,
year.
I mean, you're infatuated with shark death.
Right, yeah, we're waiting for this moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we all have talked about in the office. We've talked about calling your wife and having a long discussion.
I'm fascinated with sharks.
This.
I am fascinated with sharks.
And shark death.
Well, that goes along with it. And not making light of any of this.
Goes along with it. There you go.
But unfortunately, we do have a shark attack that has resulted in a death. And it happened down under.
Well, you predicted it yesterday.
Yeah, this not even 24 hours old.
I told you. It happens more than you think. A teenage girl in Western Australia was killed in a rare shark attack on Saturday. It was rare because it was in the Swan River there in Perth.
In a river?
Mm-hmm. Stella Berry, 16, was jet skiing with friends. She jumped in the water to swim with a pod of dolphins.
Oops. It was not dolphins you were swimming with.
Well, this is coming from Police Acting Inspector Paul Robinson, and he said, quote, there was possibly a pod of dolphins seen nearby, and the young female jumped into the water to swim nearby the dolphins. Unfortunately, authorities were called to the scene just before 4 p.m. near a traffic bridge where she was pulled from the water, and critical injuries eventually led to her death because of massive blood loss. Dying there at the scene, it was the first fatal shark attack on the river in 100 years. Now, was there a pod of dolphins? That remains to be seen, but they could not identify, just based on the bite marks and everything else, what type of shark, but they're guessing it was a bull shark. Now, bull sharks have been known to, and I don't know about the Swan River there in Perth, but they have been known to migrate from saltwater to freshwater. They can actually do that. So anyways, yeah, unfortunately. Back in 2021, a bull shark attacked a local man in his 50s in the same river. He did not die. And bull sharks can be, it says, occasionally aggressive. I just consider them always aggressive. But that is one of the worst things that I've seen. And then we go back to Veronica Rajic. You're talking about Tom Brady?
Sharks and Tom Brady's girlfriend, man.
Completely on brand.
Well, apparently people are taking shots at her, the former Victoria's Secret model, and her body, saying she is too skinny. Now, it has been reported she's an admirer of Tom Brady. She's not being called girlfriend anymore because apparently she's married. Still married to Victor, the former bobsledding guy.
From Austria, right?
Somewhere, yeah. Sure. But the latest pictures of her, people saying she's too skinny.
Pictures. Oh, okay.
And she's taking offense and then drawing comparisons with her and Giselle. And she said, I respect Giselle, but we are not the same people. I am my own person. All of that good stuff. But she gets into her body and she says, I'm 5'11", 125 pounds. And she said, yes, it is true. I only eat 5 or 6 meals all year long. And she says, not because I'm on a special diet, because I don't like the taste of other food. I don't like fish. I don't like seafood. I don't like oysters. I don't eat a lot of meat. People who know me, and they're my friends, they know I'm running on the sugar.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Seems healthy.
We're talking about models here. Booger sugar? What kind of sugar is she talking about? I don't know. I mean, that was the old joke, cocaine and cigarettes.
Did we have to bring up the model because you got blindsided yesterday with the Tom Brady stuff and now you're having to overcorrect?
Maybe that is what it is.
Just wondering. Okay.
But she says she only eats 5 or 6 meals all year long. You find that surprising?
I mean, she looks like a healthy young woman.
Correct, yeah. 5'11", and what'd you say, 97 pounds?
125 is what she claims. But anyways.
You're fixated on that one picture of her in that canary yellow bikini.
Mm. No, I'm not fixating on the bikini. I do not even have, Pat, seriously, don't say that because she'll believe it. Well, honey, I'm sitting here reading the rest of the story. Come on. Don't do that to me.
Didn't you say there were three pictures in here, and so you were...
Scrolling right past them. Out. I'm just talking about the 5 or 6 meals that she's claiming that she eats a year. That's what really...
All right, go back to the top, though. Go back to the top.
Of the page, not
of the
her.
Page. Okay.
Yeah, come on, man.
Okay.
Yeah, what's the caption underneath the first picture of her?
Underneath this picture?
That's correct.
It says Veronica Rajek at Orchid Beach House in Tulum.
Tulum?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not familiar with Tulum.
I've been to Tulum. It's the ruins there in Mexico.
Correct.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. You've been there?
I've been there.
Okay.
So have I, yeah.
Actually, and had a they sold had a vendor that sold fruit that had that little spicy whatever that you have over there that they put on fruit.
Were you
dressed like a barbecue?
Were you dressed like that at Tulum?
No, I was. I told you the story. I was like 11, 12 years old, but I did convince my dad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was where the nude beach was.
Yeah, well, it was Topless Beach, and I convinced my dad.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, right.
Take me down there, and then I pretended to take pictures of, well, I took a lot of pictures of his left shoulder. It was, anyway, long story. Hormones were kicking
all right,
in.
So let me ask you a question.
Okay. Now we understand the picture scrolling. We that's where it started at 11. Okay.
So were these back in the days when you would, like, you know, get your film developed at Eckerd? Or, you know, someplace like that.
This was definitely the Big Fun B Saver. Drugs.
This was the Fun Saver camera, yes.
Mm, and someone be developing these pictures and think, oh, okay.
Look at this old 11-year-old in Mexico. Yeah. Man, he had a great trip. Look at this.
I know that Big Brother's always watching now, but for people who used to take those type of pictures, when you would go in, would you get someone else to pick up your pictures?
I would never take those pictures, Landrum, so I really can't.
I wasn't specifically saying you. I'm saying people that you know because that's your
era. I don't
era.
Know anybody that did that.
Of the three of us here, you're the only one that have taken topless photos.
Is that when the Polaroid got popular? It was like, I know, we're going to develop them right here. Just hold them up to the light and shake it.
Which is actually bad for
you're talking about the picture.
Is it bad for it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Anyways, Veronica is upset with comparisons after the
Zolbunchen stories. Well, I can just say this. I mean, based on those pictures that you have on your monitor,
they're not on my monitor.
I would say that
on his phone.
That she is
not on my monitor.
I would say that I would probably be, if you had to choose between the two.
Correct.
Based on the photographic evidence
that Landrum has.
I
do not have it.
I would say that it was most definitely this young woman would probably be the leader in the clubhouse. You
just
agree
based
or disagree?
Off photographic evidence or the evidence that Landrum presented about her and her choices and lifestyle?
No, I'm not worried about it. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about
just tail of the tape.
Yes, the visual evidence that my partner had on his computer screen for about 20 minutes.
You're going to call her and you're going to explain all of this after the show. This is horse. I mean, you have no idea what you're doing to me right now. No idea.
Is this a bunch of bull shark?
It is a bunch of bull shark.
Okay. I'm going to come clean. It wasn't 20 minutes. It was 14.
You're so full
it was 14
crap.
Minutes. I've had my iPhone.
By now, you've been around Pat enough and you listen to the show enough. You know that he's full of crap.
If anything, she should be mad that you called Pat honey. Well, that was reserved for her. But okay. Well,
Now he doesn't have it up on the screen. He's got her Twitter page pulled up on the screen now.
Landrum has figured out incognito on Chrome, and what are you talking about? Look at my search history; it's not there.
Oh,
private viewing history.
Moral of the story today: be careful where you swim. That is it.
That more is, ways than one.
That is the worst thing that I've seen. Pat Ponders comes your way next. I love you, honey.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.